Police in the Philippines have arrested 58 people involved in an internet extortion network. They're accused of posting fake profiles to social network sites, luring mostly elderly men into exposing themselves in video chats, which are then filmed and used to blackmail them for money.
Basically, what's been going on here is that criminals have now taken advantage of technology and, in particular, social networking site, where they're creating multiple fake profiles to befriend as many people as possible. And the aim of this is to encourage the person they've befriended into having sex over the internet in front of the webcam, and unknown to the person, this is filmed and recorded, and then it's used to blackmail further on. Many of these firms are so well organized, like a traditional business, with the staff that they've got. So they really are very well organised, and it enables them to commit crime all over the world rather than traditionally where they may have been confined to their own country.
And these are mostly men, it seems, who think they're striking up a kind of intimate relationship over the internet with a woman. Turns out that they're not. What kind of money is extorted from them?
It varies, anything from a few hundred pounds through to a few thousand dollars. And it's whatever they think that they can afford. It's very similar and very specialised to some of the other fraud we've seen, particular countries, some countries where teams have got together and they're specialised in skimming cards. Others have specialised in other types of fraud. And I guess it's possibly also the fact that the Philippines does well in tourists from westernised countries to the Philippines.
The US Secretary of State John Kerry says the South Sudan President Salva Kiir has agreed to peace talks aimed at ending the conflict there. Mr. Kerry was speaking after talks with the President in the capital, Juba.
I told President Kiir that the choices that both he and the opposition face are stark and clear, and that the unspeakable human costs that we have seen over the course of the last months, and which could even grow if they fail to sit down, are unacceptable to the global community.